in Eretz Yisrael, where we are, thank God, is Parshas Emor. And the truth is, there were a lot of things that, when I was thinking about the Parsha, looking through the Parsha, I wanted to talk about. But I figured, maybe a little bit selfishly, that I would talk about a mitzvah in the Parsha that's relevant to all of us right now. And that's a mitzvah found in the middle of the Parsha, Mo'adin, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And the reason I thought so is today happens to be the 26th day of the Omer. In case you didn't count last night, you should count today. Stay in it. And we're more than halfway, if you do the math, more than halfway towards Shavuos. And I thought that maybe we would just give a little thought and attention to the mitzvah that we're involved with. Hopefully it will enhance our sphira. And hopefully the goal of this is not just to enhance our sphira and maybe have a nice Dvar Torah to say on Shabbos, but hopefully to enhance our Shavuos and to enhance our experience in Yeshiva for the rest of the Zman, please God. So we all know the Torah says in the sixth parasha, we're supposed to count from the day after Pesach, from the day the Karban Omer is brought, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, 7 weeks that are Tmimos. And there is a famous, world famous Sefer Achinuch who comments on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. It's mitzvah Shin Vav 306 in the Sefer Achinuch, and he has the following beautiful explanation of this mitzvah. Hopefully this will just set the tone what we're trying to suggest over here today. What's behind this mitzvah Sfiras Omer outside of Shah? He explains, because the essence of the Jewish people is the Torah. Kuzari writes that our nation is not a nation without its Torah. If you rip apart Torah from the Jewish people, you don't have a Jewish people. You may have a state, maybe a piece of land, but a people it's not. Our people is a people through its Torah. No Torah, no Am Yisrael. And he goes on to explain that the whole purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah. The leaving of Mitzrayim was not an end of itself, as we know. It wasn't just to get out of Egypt, but it was to bring us to a destiny. That destiny was to receive the Torah. He explains that the receiving of the Torah was a greater deal for Bnei Yisrael. V'inyan gadol lehem yoser min hacheiros me'avdos. More than just actually being emancipated from slavery, from the bondage of Mitzrayim, was the receiving of the Torah. Listen to this. Since this is so, that the essence of the Jew is Torah, and because the Torah were redeemed, we're supposed to count from the day after Pesach till we get the Torah. Listen to this, hear these beautiful words. Laharos b'nafshinu, to show in our soul hachifet hagadol, the tremendous desire, the wanting, the yearning, el hayom hanichbad, to this great day, this honorable day, hanichsaf lilibenu, that our heart is just pining for, ke'eved yishaf tzel, beautiful words, like an eved, like a servant, yishaf tzel, who's looking forward to breathe some fresh air. Imagine the mashal ma'adav adom, if you will. We can all relate to this in our day. There was one of our brothers that was taken captive many years ago. Thank God he was released, Baruch Hashem, a few years ago. Gilad Shalit. I remember the day he was taken. I was on a plane actually flying to Israel. I remember looking in the newspapers, they handed out the paper, and there was front pages everywhere plastered, and everyone was talking about it. Then he sat in the cell in Gaza for 5 years. And Baruch Hashem, he was taken. I doubt they told him a few days before they was going to leave. I doubt it. We can't imagine what it means not to see daylight for 5 years straight. What that could be like. Can you imagine though if they would have told him, 10 days before, Gilad, in 10 days you're going to leave. Can you imagine like the anticipation, the excitement he would have? 10 days and I'm going to see light again. I'll hug my father and my mother again. I'll be out into the real world. I'll see light again. The enthusiasm, the feeling of overwhelming anticipation, because something great's going to happen, says the Sefer HaKadosh. That's what we're supposed to be thinking about when we count. It's not just, when I was last night, someone asked me, are you allowed to say, sports figures? Can you say, 23? Can you say Michael Jordan? You can't say, everyone knows, but what's Sfiras Omer? You can't say what tonight is. That's what it's about. It's true, that's one halacha in Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is about counting. Why are we counting? To get pumped. To get excited. There's a big day coming up. There's a big event. Event that changed the face of our people. That changed our lives. That's coming up. That's Usfaratim Lachem. We're supposed to be counting to get excited, to realize we're going somewhere. Where are we going? So the next word in the pasuk is Lachem. What does Lachem mean? For yourselves. What does for yourselves mean? So we know that the Torah tells us earlier in the Torah, Hashem says to Abraham, Lech Lecha. What's Lech Lecha mean? Go?
For you.
For you. What does for you mean? So Rashi comments there, Lech Lecha lahana'ascha ulutovascha. For your good. We're going to a good place. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, as we know, we were in a very, very low place. On the lowest level of Tumah, as we've explained, as we've discussed before Pesach Allah, Klal Yisrael was in a very, very low place. How do you go from low to high? How do you go from being on the 49th level of Tumah to the 50th level of Kedusha to get the Torah? How is that possible? The answer is, and please listen carefully, this is the Yisod of Sfiras HaOmer. The answer is by preparing yourself. The answer is by using the days in between as days that will help get you ready for the big day. It's true. The first thing is to count. Why are we counting? Because there's a goal. There's a goal in mind. We're going somewhere. And then it says Lachem. Lachem means you have to count for yourselves. You have to make yourselves ready to get to that place. It's good for you. It might be hard, but it's good for you. No one ever said it's easy to prepare. Anybody here like to spend time in the gym down there? Yeah? Have any like time in the gym? Tani? Tani's pumping iron? It's not easy. It's not easy. When you put yourself a little beyond what you're comfortable with, it's not easy. But we know that it's good for us. It keeps us fit. It turns our fat into muscle. It makes us healthy and well. It's good for us. The process of preparation for Kabbalah's Torah that we're going through right now, the Torah says, Lachem. Just like Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, it was good for you. We're supposed to be working on ourselves and preparing ourselves for that great day. I want to tell you a very, very simple but beautiful idea. Let's fast forward the clock a little bit. Today is the 26th day of the Omer. That means that Shavuos is in approximately 3 weeks and 2 days. 3 weeks and 3 days. How's my math? All right, we're basically 3.5 weeks done. Like 3.5 weeks left. That's what we're holding right now, right? Even a little closer to Shavuos. Now, how's your Shavuos going to look? What do you mean how's it going to look? I'll be in yeshiva. I'll learn all night. Maybe I'll go to the Kotel, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'll have cheesecake. I'll make sure I get good cheesecake before, because I'm not sure how the yeshiva's cheesecake is going to taste. I'm not sure I have cheesecake. Milchiks, she only has fleishiks. Maybe I'll get some blintzes. Cheese blintzes. My mom makes great cheese blintzes. My wife, by the way, I'm in wife mode. How into Shavuos are we going to be? How much of that night is going to be an opportunity night? Here's the answer. Torah says we're supposed to count weeks, days and weeks. That's why we counted last night. Last night was 26, which was 3 weeks and 5 days. What's the Yontif called? Yontif is called Shavuos. We're counting weeks, and the Yontif is called Shavuos. The Yontif is called weeks. You know why? Because the Yontif of Shavuos is as great as the weeks that a person puts in before Shavuos comes. If a person takes those weeks seriously and looks into himself and prepares himself and realizes, whoa, there's a goal in mind. I'm going to get something great. I got to get ready for it. Let me work on myself. Pirkei Avos. We're learning Pirkei Avos during these weeks. As we know, in the last paragraph of Pirkei Avos, there's 48 kinyanim. 48 different ways that a person can acquire Torah. Whatever they are, beautiful things, beautiful midos, a good heart, and slow to anger, and except, look, they're beautiful things. Obviously, you have to learn also, learning, and listening, and what we have in yeshiva, pilpul chaverim, speaking things out with each other. There's so many things to work on to prepare oneself for Shavuos, and Shavuos will be as great, or chas v'shalom, as weak as the Shavuos leading up to Shavuos. And fellas, in life it's the same way. The end goal is as good as the preparation that goes into it. Sometimes you get a blitz, you get lucky, wow, a bonus they don't deserve. Often in life, what really happens in life, most of the time in life, the way it goes is that you work really, really hard, and you work really, really hard for something, and then out of your hard work comes a special gift, a special reaching of that goal that we're supposed to try to reach. This brings me to my final point that I want to make about Tzvi'as HaOmer. There's one famous word about Tzvi'as HaOmer. Everyone knows. What is Tzvi'as HaOmer? One of the most fascinating words discussed in Halacha and Hashgafa, and that is that the counting has to be Tmimos. What does Tmimos mean? Complete. What does that mean? So it means that we know that it means a lot of things. In Halacha, it means that you're supposed to count according to many at the beginning of the night, so you can count the entire day. Or on the last night of Tzvi'as HaOmer, we don't daven Ma'ariv until very late because we want to make sure we counted the entire unit of 7 weeks together. That's what it means on a halachic level. But in Jewish thought, what Tmimos means is as follows. We have to try our best to make our days and our weeks as full as possible. We have to maximize as much as we can the days and the weeks that we have, leading to Shavuos and in our lives as well. If a person says, you know what? I always have tomorrow. May as well just let today go, because there's always tomorrow. He lost a day, and then his week wasn't Tmimos. The person says, you know, I don't have to learn well in the mornings today. I have afternoons today. I like the keys better anyway than the end, and, you know, whatever. So that's true. He has a day, but it's not Tmimos. And please listen carefully to the last point I want to make with you fellas. And this applies to every person in this room, myself included. Chas v'shalom, should a person think that the year is over? The year's not over. If the year's over, I may as well not come in. Why should I come in every day? The year's not over. Whether you're coming back next year or not is not the most. Not the point. The point is, we have opportunities. We're a Jew. I am a Jew. I'm not a Shana Aleph kid who might be a Shana Bet kid, probably won't be a Shana Bet kid, I'm going next year. I don't care. What matters is we have time now, we have 3 weeks now, plus to Shavuos. And our Shavuos are going to determine how our Shavuos is. And whether it's coming or not will determine how effective and how meaningful our Yontif is. And this is a life lesson, Rabbi Yosef. We have to make each day count. We have to realize, you know what? Don't necessarily have all the time in the world. I'm going to close with this. You reminded me of this, don't think it's any offense. When I was in America, just now for Pesach, I was in Scarsdale one day. I went to Menachem Avel, the Lerner family, I'm not sure if you know them, from Scarsdale. Ari Lerner passed away 4 or 5 days before Pesach. Ari Lerner was a friend of mine, growing up, childhood friend. We grew up around the corner from each other. Young man, father of two, wife expecting another child. And it was very scary. A friend of mine, my age, young, married man with children, was playing tennis one night, just felt a little pain, a little uncomfortable, walked off the court slowly, collapsed, and didn't get up. They tried to revive him, they tried whatever they could do to get him, didn't happen. At the funeral, his wife spoke, and one of the things she said is the following. I'll close with this. She said that Ari, for the past few years of his life, had realized something happened in his life. One of his friends actually passed away also a few years earlier, out of nowhere suddenly. And he realized that he was on borrowed time. That's a quote that she said. He realized that he doesn't have all the time in the world to do what he wants to do. He's not here forever. And at that stage in life, those years before, the last few years of his life, he took things much more seriously. And he was out to accomplish things, and he set out, and he accomplished things that maybe in the past he would have pushed off and said, I'm not so sure, but he realized, he just took things a little more seriously. You realize, you know what, we're not here forever. When a person has that perspective, we're not here forever, so then every day counts. Every day counts. This is one of the most important lessons in life, and certainly a lesson that emerges from Tzvi'as HaOmer. You should be zocha to usfartem, to set a goal, to have that goal in mind. And it should be lachem. We should realize this is not a punishment. This is for our good. We should be zocha to realize that the weeks that we have, the days and the weeks, should be as tamim, as complete as possible, so that please God, when Shavuos does come, we'll be able to celebrate properly. Shukabos, after the Shabbos.